Right now in the doghouse with the Two Live Stews on a throwback Thursday, we're happy to have Sam Vincent. That's right. Lansing Eastern's very own Sam Vincent in the doghouse with the Two Live Stews. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How you guys doing?
Man, we'd be a fool to complain, Sam. We appreciate your time, and thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure.
There's so much to talk to you about when it comes to the past, because this is a throwback Thursday, as well as current events. Let's get started back with you being Mr. Basketball in 1981. Were you surprised that you were named the first Mr. Basketball Award winner in 1981?
Well, you know, we both know that timing has a lot to do with everything, and it just so happened that the selection committee who was developing the Mr. Basketball Award in Lansing or in Michigan didn't get all of the details and process in place until 1981. And I had a lot of competition. There was a guy out of Detroit who was an incredible player, Eric Turner out of Flint. But I was lucky enough to win it. And of course, we all know Magic Johnson came from Lansing or from Michigan. And had it been a few years earlier, he probably would have been the first Mr. Basketball in Michigan.
Well, speaking of Magic, you also scored 61 points in a game as a senior, breaking the previous city scoring record of 54 points set by Magic Johnson. My question is, in high school, did you already start thinking, you know, I've got the opportunity to possibly be an NBA player? Or was it just about leaving high school and getting to college as far as you were concerned?
You know, I think most guys would tell you, most guys that really, truly love playing the game really don't think about the NBA and pros at that time. And you know, we're in the throwback old school section, so that's how we back then. Some of these new guys, they may think about the NBA starting in the seventh grade at AAU. I don't know. But my thoughts were really kind of focused around the fact that I love playing. I enjoyed the competition, and it was just something that was a great pastime for me.
Talking to former NBA player Sam Vincent and coach with the Two Live Stews on 790 The Zone, it's a throwback Thursday. Sam, you were drafted in the 1985 NBA draft, and you were a reserve on that. You were drafted by the Boston Celtics. You were a reserve on the Celtics team in 1986 when they won the NBA championship. What do you most remember about that year?
I remember that being an incredible year. That was the season that I think we won 41 home games. We never lost at home that whole year. And it was the season that Bill Walton came back and played his only full season since the year that he won a championship in Portland. So we had an incredible team, man. Larry was in his prime. Chief was in his prime. Dennis and Danny were incredible guards. So coming out of college and going to the Celtics amongst the Hall of Fame was really an incredible experience.
Talking to Sam Vincent with the Two Live Stews, 790 The Zone. You played for the Boston Celtics, the Seattle Supersonics, the Bulls, the Orlando Magic is where you finished your NBA career. At what point in your career did you think that, hey, I might want to be a coach one day in this league?
You know, I'm going to tell you honestly, you know, I've always loved to play. During my playing years, I didn't have a heavy emphasis on coaching. It was probably after I stepped away from the game and you know, started doing some corporate stuff, man, just interfacing into life and then realized how much I really missed the game and being involved with the game and how much I felt I could still have an impact on the game. So sometimes I realized that the basketball was still what I knew and what I was most comfortable doing to stay involved.
In the doghouse with the Stews, Sam Vincent putting it down. He's actually coaching right now with the Lebanon National Men's Team, but we're happy to have him in the doghouse on 790 The Zone. We've talked about how great you were in high school and college, Sam. Somewhat of a journeyman in the NBA, how come you never stuck? What do you think is the reason why you weren't able to sustain a long career, say 5, 6, 7 years with one team instead of kind of bouncing around every 2 or 3 years with different teams?
You know, everybody will always say if they knew then what they know now, it would make an incredible difference on a lot of different things, career paths, financial decisions, you know, a whole host of things. But if I were to, you know, really reflect on some of those years and think about the Sam then versus Sam now, it really had a lot to do with just my communication skills with the coaches. You know, I felt like I was a hard worker, and I felt like I had a nice game and could. But I wasn't always the easiest guy to get along with from a coaching standpoint. And now that I've had a chance to coach and be around players, and I really have a chance to see that, you know, sometime coming in and saying, "Good morning, coach, how you doing?" goes a long way. So those are some of the changes that I think I would personally make.
Talking to Sam Vincent with the Two Live Stews on 7-9 The Zone. All right. You've been in the news lately for obvious reasons. You made some comments about your former team owner in Michael Jordan and your one-time teammate with the Chicago Bulls. I guess that's where the relationship probably started at. Here's the quote. You said, "The work he put in to be a great player and the work you put in to be a great executive, those are different things. That additional time you spent on jump shots, running, dunking, I don't know if he puts in the same amount of time as an executive, or if he even cares to." So a lot of people hear those statements and think that you're taking a shot at Michael Jordan. What would you like to add on to that statement? And if you want to clarify something, what were you trying to say with that?
Well, first, I definitely was not trying to take a knock at Michael. Michael and I have been friends since the McDonald All-Americans game in Wichita, Kansas. And Michael gave me an incredible opportunity to come in and be head coach of the Bobcats and really stuck by me through that year. And really a big part of why I was released was not because of my performance. We won 33 games that year. Just they had a better opportunity. They felt with Larry Brown coming in to coach, a North Carolina guy and a Hall of Famer coach. So, you know, our relationship has been great, and it still is great. I feel like the interview that I did with the gentleman from the Washington Post, my comments were never strung together the way he put them in the quotes. He asked me a variety of different questions. I answered things all over the board. But then he kind of did a little cut and paste and strung together a response that I thought really didn't reflect well the comments that I made. So you know, Sam Smith from the Chicago Tribune came in and did a follow-up article on it and really cleaned it up on Bulls.com. And I think Hoops Hype is going to carry that article, and it'll probably pop around. But at no time were my comments meant to say that Michael doesn't put the effort in to be a great executive. I think Michael does have his own style, and whatever that is as an owner, that's for Michael to decide. And I believe that things will turn around for the Bobcats, and eventually that will become a strong team.
Sam, have you talked to Michael since the interview or even since the second interview that kind of cleaned things up?
We've traded. Text messages. We spoke once, and Michael clearly understands the media and how things can be taken and really, you know, put out of context to really say something different. So I think once we spoke and I cleared that up, I'm sure he was comfortable that you know, it was just worded improper to how the interview took place.
Very happy to hear that. As we wrap things up right now with Sam Vincent in the doghouse with the Two Live Stews. You mentioned Larry Brown. He just got hired to be the coach of ranks with SMU. He's a little bit long in the tooth, but do you think he'll have success at SMU like he's had success every place he's pretty much been except for New York?
You know, Larry Brown's a great coach, and he's a Hall of Famer. He's an incredible guy. Obviously, he's passionate and loves the game. I think he will be successful at SMU. I think he's going to turn that program around, and depending on how long he stays, I'm sure they're going to win games. And the bottom line is the fact that he's there it's going to create a lot of interest. There's going to be a buzz around SMU. So I think it's a great move because he loves it. He loves what he's doing, and I'm sure he's thankful that he has a chance to do what he loves.
Sam, one quick question before we let you go. What are your thoughts on the NBA lottery? Everybody thinks Anthony Davis is a guy that can change an organization overnight, but there's a chance with this lottery system that the Bobcats may not even get the first pick. How do you feel about the lottery? And give us your quick thoughts on Anthony Davis coming out of Kentucky.
Well, I think Anthony Davis is an incredible player. He's obviously one of those guys that only come around once in a while. So because of that, there's a big buzz. Everybody wants to get him, be first pick. And I believe that it's a long shot if the Bobcats are going to get that, actually get that ball and get a chance to select him. But if they do, I think the Bobcats will do the necessary things, bring in the right players, and build around a piece that I think can make them a good team for a long time.
Huge shouts out to our folks at legendsofbasketball.com. You can follow them at twitter.com/NBA alumni, as well as on their Facebook page, facebook.com/NBA alumni. It's been great talking with you, Sam. We appreciate it, man, and we wish you continued success coaching basketball, man.
Appreciate it, Sam.
My pleasure, guys. You guys have a great day. I love talking to you.
Sam Vincent in the Doghouse with the Two Live Stews.